from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know you can probably barely contain your excitement. Make sure you get your heart checked then. Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened. Everyone I've talked to today at work loves this story from our sister station, Elliot Shore Parks. He is the host of the biggest Eagles podcast in the world and their beat writer, who writes, might be time to have the Tanner McKee over Kenny Pickett discussion. Would be very curious to see them both get first team reps in the Eagles preseason game, and he is speculating that it might be McKee. And then A.J. Smith, who covers the Eagles for the Inquirer, saying that Tanner McKee starting to get more second-team reps over Kenny at Eagles practice. This is supposed to be the time that Kenny shines. He lives for July and August football.
Mr. August.
The repetition, the...
What does that say about Tanner McKee? He might be the ultimate Mr. August. He and James Washington putting on... What color jackets would you like them to be for preseason Hall of Famers?
Hot pink.
Putting on the hot pink jacket. Enshrine that man. It can't be in Canton. Give me another random city in the Midwest that it could be. Springfield, Illinois.
That's a good one.
How about Bloomington, Indiana? Enshrine them in Bloomington in hot pink jackets as Mr. Preseason Hall of Famer.
Tanner McKee. Former 6th-round pick, Stanford. So you know he's smart.
Yeah, you do.
Can just I out there?
I know they didn't
put the pressure on Kenny. Dude, he hated watching games so much late in the year. He might be doing the same thing in Philly now.
What does it say that the Eagles, granted, they didn't trade a ton for Kenny. They didn't draft him in the first round, but there are already rumblings that maybe they're having the same feelings, or at least people who cover them that took the Steelers 2 years to figure out. My God, I've taken them 2 months.
I said it right from the very beginning. Be careful what you wish for. You don't want to be here. The best opportunity for Kenny Pickett to play NFL games was always in Pittsburgh, even if he had to compete or even if he had to wait again to get the shot. You go to Philadelphia, an organization that didn't draft you. They picked McKee. So somebody in that room had to lobby for that pick, familiar with the offense and everything else. You go there, you're new. There's a universe where if the Bears found another home for Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett could still be on this roster. He could have taken all of those first-team reps the first 2 weeks of practice. Hell, he could have started in the preseason game on Friday to make an impression, which he usually does in a preseason game.
I'm not sure if it was Kenny here, they would have been giving him all these first-team reps. I think the Justin Fields first-team reps thing is a strategy by the Steelers.
That's interesting.
I think there's at least some truth to the idea that Pomp put forth, that not so much that he could be their QB1, but that they want to figure out what they've got there. And we're like, you know how like when you buy, like I'm wearing running shoes right now, and they had like a 60-day return policy. Mm-hmm. If you don't love them, you can take them back if you got the receipt.
Yeah.
Or like, I guess this is a not fun example. People that might want a divorce, they go through a trial separation to kind of figure out what life is like apart, and maybe they're better off apart than together. I think the Steelers are sort of doing the reverse here. I do think Russell Wilson, you hear about him doing all these drills. He says things like, if it was the season, I'd be playing. I think the Steelers really are slow rolling the severity of this injury, and I don't think it's that bad because it gives them a free look for a couple of weeks at Fields. They feel like Wilson can afford to miss this time and not do all this stuff, and they get a real look at Fields running their offense to try to get some comfort if they're even thinking about trying to get a deal done before the season starts, because we know they have an arbitrary set-in deadline. If we're going to extend this guy beyond this season, we've got to do it before week one. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they really are taking an extended look at him because they are thinking about doing something like that. And for the record, if I'm right, good for them, because that's like reasonably smart business, I would say.
Zachary Smith, PGH, Donnie retweeted this. If the Steelers actually land Brandon Ayuk, I'll get a pony tattooed on me in honor of the Pony Express.
That's like kind of aggressive almost, right? He's like suggesting you are very wrong.
Oh, you think that's what that is? I read this to like...
It's not complimentary of you, my friend.
Donnie, is that how you took this?
Well, I mean, I know him enough to know that he secretly wants you to be very right.
Okay.
So I think he will happily get a tattoo of a pony.
Oh,
if
well,
it
then
actually
it's
happens.
Not. It's not him.
But he also
doubting my reporting chops here. I don't think.
Well, he's also wise to the social media game, and he knows what your perception is to
perception of what
to Yinzers on Twitter. So he's playing it up.
Is this going to be one of those things? Is this going to be one of those things where if I'm right, he goes the Doran route and he gets like the tiniest tattoo on the bottom of his foot or something like that?
He's tatted up a little bit. I think he would get something worthwhile.
Would it include my name on it, you think, or just like a random horse?
I don't know. We could Photoshop that with him. I could talk to him about it.
I'm trying to think of like what kind of a cool looking horse. He could get the Deftones White Pony album.
What if it was a horse body with pony's face? Do you think somebody could pull that off?
A pony centaur?
That would be awesome.
It's got a phone in its hand sending out bad tweets. If he got a centaur, if he got a pony, if he got
feels.
A Philopony centaur, I would instantly, not that I don't respect the guy. Respect level through the roof if he were to do something like that.
What do you respect about him currently?
I think he does a solid job. I don't think he...
With what?
Steelers talk. Like Steelers writing. He writes about the Steelers. That's his
job.
Right? Am I crazy, Donnie? No, I think
you're confusing him with Alan Saunders.
No, he does work with Alan Saunders.
He works with...
Oh, okay.
I think he does a solid job. I don't think he particularly cares for people like me, but that's
okay.
Why?
What did you do wrong?
I think he thinks I just talk out of my ass all day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.